Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Friday. Good morning. And welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank, as usual. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind glass, taking care of us, also as usual. You can hit us up. Your thoughts, comments, questions, allegations, accusations, hopes, dreams, score predictions, what you want to see from the Red Raiders this weekend, all of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Bring in your thoughts there, your questions as well. We'll get to as many of those as possible as we anticipate a busy Friday on the chat line as usual. Got plenty to get into. Of course, we'll dive deep into the matchup with the Red Raiders and the Longhorns. I got a little ear candy on Texas Hate Week Friday. We'll get to that. Look ahead towards the Dallas Cowboys and their weekend ahead. Of course, Big 12 games. Pretty good slate that started last night. West Virginia getting up off the mat with a win over Virginia Tech yesterday evening. Yeah, I think I did. I probably would have picked West Virginia, but not like that. And, of course, all of our regular staples, Ask the Benchwarmers at the end of the show. Weekend Pick'em Challenge headed your way at 10:30. So one of you will have a chance to hop on the old Benchmark hotline and pick games with us. Get a chance at a prize pack. So all of that coming your way today. How you doing?
Good. Had donuts with Dad this morning with a three-year-old.
That's fun.
She's just a month and a half away from being four. And the boy's just a few days away from being 11. So, I thought, you know, spending the extra time with her would make it easier. But first off, she doesn't want me there. She just wants Mom. But then when runner-up Dad takes her, she still cries when I leave. So,
okay.
Yeah.
The donuts didn't help?
No, I thought the donuts might help, but, you know, we sat there on the little carpet and ate a donut, and yeah.
What kind did you have?
Oh, they only had glazed.
Oh. It's all right.
They're still really good.
Yeah, glazed are the default to me. I mean,
yeah.
It's fine, but.
It's fine.
And there's flavors.
They're the Jake Archer of donuts.
It's fine. House is burning down, but it's fine. Plenty to dive into today. How are you feeling today?
I'm okay. It's just the allergies. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just making a fool of me.
We're almost into fall season.
I mean, we are. Last night, I started sneezing on ESPN Plus. I was up there by myself, sneezing, snotting, couldn't see the field. Right eye was swollen about halfway, and misidentified the only goal of the night. Felt really good about that. Just totally shot it down and terrible call. And, you know, when you miss those, you might not get another one, and that's what happened. I was hoping for a game winner to redeem myself.
I was hoping for a game winner too, but not so much. A draw, which...
I hate eye drops. Hate them.
Mm-hmm.
It's about every 5 hours or so. Having to just to keep from scratching my eyes.
So you just
out.
Like keep your eyes like naturally they try to no, shut when you put the eye drops
I
in.
I peel them all the way back and then turn my eye down so I can't see.
Yeah.
And then my eyelid turns inside out.
That's fun. Not so fun yesterday. News out of basketball.
Fardaw's. Good grief. No kidding.
Fardaw's AMAC out for what's anticipated as a couple months at least with a broken foot reported by John Rothstein. Tech Athletics says it's a foot injury is all they say. Of course, I can't talk specifically about it. It
reminds me a little bit of Norrence.
But
Norrence was right on the cusp of the season. This is a little further back.
So hopefully you get him back fairly close to the season starting, but we're Let's see. If it's 2 months, then we're you won't get him back in action until at least a couple weeks in. Like maybe a road trip to Hawaii. So, and that's what seems like best case scenario.
I think that's optimistic.
Yeah. So we'll see what ends up happening there, but not good news. The good news is that Bacho, everybody is praising him like crazy.
Right. Well, I don't think I've seen a guy take such strides like I've seen Bacho take. And that's what my eyes saw, and then that was confirmed earlier this week with my source that sees him every day. So,
and Coach Adams said it at the podium yesterday that he's a guy that has made such big strides that he might be an NBA guy.
And that's what my source said too, yeah, which is not Coach Adams, but he said this guy could do it. And so now that's a good thing because, I mean, what did Dawes go for? What was it, 16 and 12, something like that? A high 12.8?
Yeah.
Something like that at Utah Valley State. I think those numbers are obviously going to come down, but I still think you're throwing out 12 and 10.
19 and 13 and a half.
Jeez.
18.9, okay. 13.6.
You're taking out 13 and 10 and a half. That's a good chunk.
Sure it is.
It's a good chunk. So
sure it is.
Hopefully he's a fast healer. That was really bad news yesterday.
Let's hope, but at the same time, if you want to get real optimistic, you'd rather this injury right now than in the middle of conference play when you're counting on him.
And then you're thinking about, well, where's KJ Allen fit into this? They're trying to get KJ Allen to play the three.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a big three.
That is a really big
three. With this injury, though, maybe he comes down and does more fighting in the post. We'll see.
Yeah. Might have to.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to. I mean, did Malik Ondigo just become important on this team?
I still can't believe I see Malik in a uniform.
Well, Bacho can't play 40 minutes a game, so
Malik's not going
to
play.
So you're going to have to figure Malik's out something, play small at times.
Malik's a grad assistant in a uniform. He doesn't have it in him.
That's all right. But we got that news that was not good.
I was interested about the Ethan Duncan thing, too. Just kind of
throwing
it out there. Usually don't hear that kind of business talked about from a head coach, but he was wide open about it.
Yeah.
And the day that I, you know, was the days that I've been there, he doesn't figure in.
Yeah.
I really think he'll go somewhere else.
I hope he does. Well, it all depends. Does he want to stay with a winning program, or does he want to go get playing time? I mean, that's some guys are okay with that. Some guys just want to go hang out, contribute.
Parker Hicks
did
a little bit of both.
Yeah, contribute behind the scenes, go to a Final Four, and then become a coach after, which seems like that's in Ethan's card someday. But we'll see. Lots to dive into. Get your Longhorn hate in. We'll get especially hateful towards the Longhorns today. Throw those horns down. You got plenty of it to get to from the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. We'll bring our Longhorn hate today as well. A little ear candy coming your way in the form of Longhorn hatred. All of that ahead, and a busy weekend ahead. We'll fill you in on most of it with what you need to know. Coming up next, it's the end of the bench till noon today on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for what you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 107 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. He is Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. And let's start off with where you were last night, Hax. The Texas Tech soccer team plays to a 1-1 draw with the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Fun, physical flurry. So there's just two goals. But one happened with Skrzynski for Texas Tech, and then McCutcheon, 30 seconds later, scored for West Virginia, and that was it. And it's always physical with West Virginia and Tech. Two really teams that pride themselves on being tough and physical, and 1-1 draw.
It's not very fun, to be honest, when you got a soccer game and all of the action happens.
It happened fast.
Just a little bit. I mean, it's all right. But obviously, you'd mentioned it. Really wanted that one. Wanted to take that game and get it on your home field. But have another opportunity coming up on Sunday as the Red Raiders will take on the old Longhorns. And that'll be a afternoon affair, right? The only afternoon one on a Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch that game on ESPN+. Plus, Texas Tech Volleyballs, the Volleyballs, is in action this weekend as well. They were at home last weekend to wrap up non-conference play. They will be on the road to open up conference play this weekend as they head to Morgantown to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers, Ladyneers, I don't know what they call them. It's at noon tomorrow on, I think you can watch that one. You can watch that one on ESPN mm-hmm. Plus if you want to. That one will be a noon start time tomorrow, so you can dabble in that. Watch it on your phone while you're tailgating, whatever you want to do. And high school football, Hacks, we got a whole slew of games as usual. Lubbock Cooper's off, so we don't have any games for you here on 100.7 The Score. But Friendship will be in action as they take on Rio Rancho Cleveland. Do you have any idea where that is? It's not in Cleveland.
I'm going to guess El Paso.
That's a good guess, but wrong. It is Albuquerque.
Oh, the ABQ.
Yeah, they're taking on a team from the ABQ. Friendship and Rio Rancho going at it. It'll be an earlier start time than normal, 6 o'clock kickoff this evening to let them get back to Albuquerque a little quicker. A 5:30 coverage start time. You can listen to that over on Double T 97.3. Also, Coronado football will take on the... We'll talk about Longhorn Hate Week. Coronado's taking on the Caprock Longhorns from up in Amarillo. That'll be a 6:45 coverage start time. 7 o'clock kickoff. You can listen to that game on Oldies 97.7. One area game last night, Lubbock Estacado lost to Canyon West.
New school.
Canyon West Wolves. That's so weird to say. 35-14, lost that one last night. Other areas, games going on. Here's a good one. Idaloo and Shallow Water going at it. And Todd Field out in Shallow Water. Keep an eye on that one. Got Brownfield and Littlefield, Battle of the Fields. Post and Slayton, Abernathy, Muleshoe. This is the good time where we're kind of getting some really area type of games. Floyd Data plays Hale Center tonight. Plains at Sudan. Seagraves at Rawls. Crosbyton hosts Sunray. That's a pretty long trip there. Sundown, the Roughnecks, not the Rednecks. The Roughnecks are at Lubbock Roosevelt tonight out in Acuff. And a whole lot of other games. We obviously can't cover them all. But someone that will cover them all, Mike Roden and company with Friday Night Live. After the Friendship game tonight, you can catch that at 10 o'clock, starting at 10 o'clock over on Double T.
Yeah, they may have to wait a little while.
Yeah, this one...
Since it's bumped up.
Normally, you kind of bleed into it with these broadcasts, but not expecting that tonight. Have to hang out for a little bit before we get to Friday Night Live, and you'll get pretty well the full show, we would anticipate, unless we get some overtime action this evening. Rangers beat the Angels 5-3 yesterday. Astros lost to the O's 2-0. As the rookie pitcher for the Orioles got the shutout. Astros have been dealing a couple of shutouts lately, but on the wrong end this time. Both those teams in action again. Astros baseball will be right here on 100.7 The Score starting at 5:35 tonight. about a 7:05 first pitch, 6:05, pardon me, first pitch from Baltimore. And as we mentioned earlier, Texas Tech confirms Fardaw's AMAC with a foot injury that will keep him out. Texas Tech's official statement says no official timeline on his return. Oh, and President's Cup action. That started up yesterday. Going pretty well for the old red, white, and blue.
It usually does.
4-1 start. 4-1 after the foursomes. They'll get into the four ball. What's four ball? I'm so bad at remembering all this. Is this like best ball type of thing? Foursomes?
I get confused too, brother.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
Yeah, I don't know if this is where
with their little names for
best ball and yeah. So they'll start up the four ball.
Where's the four man shamble?
I think it is four ball. I mean, I think it is everybody playing their own ball today because it was alternate shot yesterday. I think it's everybody playing their own ball today because they start coverage earlier because it takes a little longer, which that actually starts up at 10:30 this morning. So looking forward to that. And, of course, NFL weekend, teams we care about for the most part, Dallas Cowboys and Los Gigantes in New York. We'll have that game for you on Double T 97.3 on Monday night. The Sunday games, Texans play at the Bears, and the Chiefs are in Indianapolis as well on Sunday. You too can join us. Your thoughts, comments, questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. All right, I've asked you pretty well every day this week.
You think McGuire's going to bring us our pizza?
Oh, no.
He said he was.
I don't know.
Friday.
I don't think he has to set up, so. Pizza sounds great.
Bring it. That's a Cowboy bet that went against him.
He bet what?
Well, I remember he started off he ended the morning drive with saying the Cowboys had scored no points.
You bet in favor of the Cowboys. That's how bad his had to be.
So I said, I'll give you 10 points if they get over 10 points.
That's right. I forgot about that.
And they got 17.
17. Over under 17 for this weekend.
Under.
On the road. Still Cooper Rush back there. But you know what? The Cowboys could score 13 points.
Think they'd like
still
to have Amari Cooper
win
right now?
Oh, I think they would love to have Amari Cooper right now. I Jerry Jones, we sit here and bash his decision making and all of that. For the most part, in the last 5 to 7 years, it hadn't been that bad, right? I mean, they've beefed up defensive line, offensive line, especially offensive line.
Defending Jerry on a Friday, man.
No.
Jeez.
No, I'm defending him to get to bashing him. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Last 5 to 7 years, it's been okay, decent. Decision-making hasn't been atrocious. You passed up on drafting Johnny Manziel. That's a big star for Jerry Jones. But this past offseason, this past year, atrocious. Atrocious decision-making, atrocious front office decisions. It was awful. You got rid of Amari Cooper, did absolutely nothing to replace him. You're like, oh, we got a whole lot of undrafted free agents over here we want to look at. Not a shot at TJ Vasher, but there's a reason these guys are undrafted free agents. For every, Wes Welker story and Danny Amendola story, there's 20 that go the other direction. So that and the lack of decision-making with an offensive line, losing Randy Gregory, when that's where all your chips were in on, it was awful in the offseason. That all being said, for once, the Cowboys' defense could be their savior.
I really think that my Steelers projection is going to come true. The under 500 first time ever.
I think watching last night, yeah. I think you're right. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
On to hour number three. We're getting down to the short rows of the week. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, the 100.7 The Score mobile app, and now you can take us in with your own two peepers, television, Fox 34 News Now. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier now joins us. What up, Jackson?
Augustana. Augustana Branch.
How are you guys doing today?
Really good. I've got a... I don't know about you, Hax. I've got like a very mixed emotions feeling. I'm a little tired because, you know, been a long week. Really excited because you got the Longhorns coming to town. And there's like just kind of a little burning fire going on for the Longhorns and wanting to kick the snot out of them. But it's just kind of where I'm at.
What product you throw in that lettuce up there, huh?
Nothing.
What? Come on.
I swear.
That's not all natural.
That is all natural. That's like wash it twice a week so you get a little natural oil, right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, see?
It's quite the mane.
It is the mane.
M-A-N-E.
Jackson, you got any Longhorn hate you want to share? That's cool.
I've been talking a lot of smack to my best friend who's a... He went here, but claims to be a...
That's the worst.
What a crap.
That's the worst.
That's a bad human being.
I can't stand that.
He went here...
He didn't finish.
Okay.
But he has been at more semesters at Texas Tech than he has at UT.
I got so many of those friends.
Did he go to both?
No, he never went to...
He couldn't drive you there.
Good grief. Those are the worst. And
he'd take off towards Amarillo.
UT and Longhorn fans are fairly interchangeable. The difference is there's more UT. But you walk into the state...
Did you say UT and Longhorn fans?
I meant
fans
UT or? And Sooner fans. My bad.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, they probably confused everybody. But UT and Sooner fans are just alike in that. Mm-hmm. The only difference is there's more UT
Keith
out there.
Kelly and Jason Powers.
But you walk into...
Going to school at OSU.
Anywhere, yeah. It's awful.
Wearing a paperclip.
That is the absolute worst. I mean, it is. Go there. If you can't get in there, get over it. Don't wear your crap on... Nah, sorry. That'll get me fired up. Lots on the chat line.
Front runners. Worst.
Stupid.
Worst kind of fans. And that's what you get. If you're a Texas Tech fan, you're a Texas Tech fan. There's no because it's cool.
No.
Or because everybody else does it.
No.
Because they have more shirts at the Walmart.
Because it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Like,
the cool thing to do. And, no.
No. It's dumb. I literally used to work.
I thank the Lord, man. Mm-hmm. I really do that. I'm like... I know that they're fine operating that way, that the only thing they care about is Texas football. They don't know when basketball or baseball or anything else happens. But, man, when that football team's on the field, everybody's in orange or crimson dialed into their TVs.
You know,
relatives are the worst, too. I don't know if you've ever run into the relative situation where you go to – and I don't get to go to Thanksgiving hardly anymore, but I got to go to one time. And I don't have many cousins, but my cousin's husband, he rolls in to Thanksgiving one day in Adrian Peterson Viking jerseys. That's how big a park, you know, a trailer park Walmart fans these guys are.
I get it.
It's,
you know, I have more OU cousins than I do. I don't even think I have any. There's like one or two Longhorn fan cousins. And, of course, they didn't go there. They just, you know.
Neither did this guy.
Else. No, I have more
kids in a
OU
Vikings jersey. What?
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson Viking jersey on Thanksgiving?
I told you I've worked a refinery before. That's in my past. I've done that. And of course, Longhorn super popular. Also LSU really popular in the refineries. There's a whole lot of people coming from the coast area.
Okay.
Anyway, but Longhorn's popular. I literally, there's this guy that I worked with. Good guy, nice guy. But he had this Longhorn sticker on the back of his truck, on the back of his welding rig. I asked him, like, why? I said, why? What makes you like? He's like, I don't know because everybody else has it. Look, literally, that's his answer. He's like, oh yeah, Longhorns, man, they're fun. My cousin, he's a big fan. He told me to get one. Not joking, real story. So he has one on there. Doesn't watch any football. Doesn't watch any, but he has it on his truck because it's a cultural thing. Anyway. We all have stories like this for days.
I almost got in a fight with my buddy Mike Minyard. He was a huge Laker fan. Then the Thunder got good, and he was a Thunder fan. He got OU football season tickets. Never went there. He went to ORU. Cardinals were winning the world championship, so he's a Cardinals fan. I'm like, dude, I've seen a lot of front-running fans in my time, but you are the absolute worst.
You know who the biggest front runner is? Like, that's a public figure? LeBron James. He's like a Yankees fan, Cowboys fan, Bulls fan, I think, growing up. It was like the front runner fan. LeBron was it.
Kevin Durant is a front running player.
Yes, he is. You know, the one thing I like about Kevin Durant, don't like him in general, he doesn't apologize for it. He kind of just owns it, and he's like, I don't care.
With his burner accounts.
Except with the burner accounts. Then he apologizes directly from those.
How about this? And this is spreading like wildfire right now. Arizona State staffers were reportedly leaking information to help opponents and Herm Edwards get fired.
That's the craziest.
Pro Football Focus College. I saw it on a kind of a blog site, and it was a very brief article. But a coach that went against Arizona State this year, which we're talking about, what, three games? So this could be an Oklahoma State coach or an Eastern Michigan coach, said, yeah, it wasn't hard to get insider intel on Arizona State because coaches on the staff were offering it up, trying to get Herm fired. Et tu, Brute? Holy cow.
I've never seen anything like that. I say that when you brought this up during the break, it reminded me of somewhat of the whole Matt Wallerstedt thing. Tech fans are going to remember that, where he's funneling signs after he got canned here, funneling signs to other teams. That was terrible. But for it to happen while he's on staff, guys don't like him that much, that's awful. That's awful. Can you imagine being an Arizona State fan and seeing those reports come out right now? Bad stuff.
Like, I know Herm had flaws.
Sure.
But and he didn't really understand, I think, all of the paperwork, and there were some rules bent, and he kind of had to be babysat a little bit in that with what comes to,
yeah.
What's the word? Where Brashear, she works in compliance. There's a lot of the compliance that he didn't understand, but right. Man, to turn on him like that, that's just weak.
That's a different realm. That's awful. I mean, that is hurting your coach, but also hurting your team. All right, plenty more on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Keep those Longhorn thoughts, hate coming. Get your questions in. Ask the Benchwarmers. Not too far away. It's the end of the bench. Roll until noon on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
So happy to be part of your Friday. Thanks for joining us. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. We're with you for about 30 more minutes. Hand you off to the bottom line at that time. He is Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier back behind the glass. Keep your thoughts, comments, questions all coming on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. User Ice Cap coming back, but not Longhorn stuff this time. Doom is closer to New Mexico. It's 50 miles to Oklahoma. How far to New Mexico? I'm from Texoma. I know how far it is to Dumas. I think if you go straight line, it is actually equidistant. It's like right there, about 50 miles each way. So, but like to get up to New Clayton or something, it's a little further. It's pretty close though. Pretty close to equal to New Mexico and Oklahoma.
A little chuckle out of this Twitter exchange.
Okay.
David Collier, our man. I'm guessing February 13th was the date most of you were looking for when talking about the released Big 12 basketball schedules. And then he went on to say, except at Jeff Brunson. He probably marked down January 14th first. And El Jefe said, I did. LOL.
That's good. That's good.
The man with the plan.
Go invade it again.
Yeah.
They're going to be.
They're going to have. I wonder how many.
It's going to be Fort Knox.
I bet you El Jefe got like a $500,000 bump in some kind of technology to try to keep that from happening again. El Jefe made him spend a lot of money on that.
You're probably right. It's going to be Fort Knox as far as trying to keep that password away.
Ticket codes.
But now, here's the plan, which I already know El Jefe has a plan. But go ahead, pay whatever subscription you have to orangebloods.com or whatever the message board sites are, and you work your angle from that. Because someone's going to post it on a message board, right? Because someone's going to ask, hey, what's the code? How do we do this?
So, how'd you guys get tickets?
So you pay your subscription or whatever, have to endure that for a couple of months, and then that's the way you get it. El Jefe has friends in high places. I have faith he's going to come through for us again, get that code. But we have to be somewhat covert as Red Raider fans, right?
Oh, that,
you have to.
I challenge any other fan base to be more smart or covert, especially when it comes to Twitter machine.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You just got to – you can't, like, plaster it everywhere initially.
It's on a Saturday again, baby.
You got to be careful with it.
What day of the week?
Don't shut it down too
quickly. For here? Was that Monday?
It's a big Monday game.
Big Monday. Come on.
Can't wait.
That's a great deal.
Can't wait. All right, more thoughts. Get your questions in. Questions regarding the game, whatever, on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. Red Raider Two Guns going a little negative here. I think Bijan goes for 150 plus. Whew. What was your number? 125, I believe?
128.
128. What is survivable? What's the number that is Bijan can get this number and you can survive it?
No, I really think that it depends on what those runs are like. I mean, if he, let's say he rips off a 70 and a 75.
Okay.
All right, there's 145.
Okay.
But that's just two touchdowns. Maybe the rest of the time, he didn't do anything. So that's a hard question to answer.
It is. But if you're ballparking it, outside of big
130.
Runs, 130? Okay. I think that's about where I sit, too. Collectively, you really don't need the Longhorns to get much over 150 to feel comfortable. But you also go in thinking that's the game plan. They're trying to run the football on you. So there's going to be a lot of yards there just from trying to stick with that.
Can it be simplified this way where which quarterback doesn't throw it to the other side, that team's going to win? Can you simplify it that much? Because
in general,
Donnie can't do it again with the Houston picks, the Wolfpack picks. I mean, I know you can't simplify it, but that one stands out to me a lot.
But generics, yes. If you're just talking in generalities, then yes, you can simplify it to that. I think the other part is you absolutely, the one stat that Joey McGuire gave last night, cannot do this again, what you did against NC State. You had 17 times where you're starting 2nd and 10 or longer. 17.
That's a big problem.
You cannot do that. Because then it turns into interceptions and things like that. Turns into you trying to do more than you have to.
Yeah.
So
going beyond your comfort levels.
Exactly. So you've got to be better on first down. First down, got to be way better.
Let's get 5 on first.
Raiders dad said, didn't Bijan have over 100 in the first 20 minutes of the game last year? Something like that. Yeah, I think they hung 70 and 3/4 on you last year. Last year was as ugly as it got. But again, goes right back to Longhorns played their best game of the year last year. No doubt in anybody's mind that their best game of the year was against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Looked like a national championship caliber team for about 60 minutes on that Saturday. And then they were 5-7 the rest of the year. Longhorns are just like Cowboys. Team has all the money, no class. Haven't been relevant in years, but still have their noses in the air. At least Texas has been relevant more recently than Longhorn or than
lots
the Cowboys. Way more recently, like a decade more. Someone says I have cousins in Colorado who are huge Texas fans.
Yeah, why?
It is so extreme. It sickens me. Eric on Wheels says I don't have a single UT fan in my family, but I have a bunch of Aggie fans. And they all did graduate from there, and now their kids are going there.
I've actually experienced that, what he's talking about on the his family.
Every year we help them look like 4- and 5-star athletes. Accurate. Let's see. This one says, I'm going to make a prediction. Texas Tech 31, Texas 30. Did you see what a good job Graham Harrell did for West Virginia in last night?
Yeah.
And the question when, sorry, this trying to decipher through some of this questionnaire. When you're talking about he should be our offensive coordinator, Davis was much better quarterback last year, and he was coaching him. All right, lost me on part of that. But yes, Graham Harrell did great last night. I'm rooting for him. Well, Harrell will have success. While not against the Red Raiders,
yeah, they're fighting for their jobs. Every game is an audition for keeping a job. So it was a good step for them in the right direction against a very bad Virginia Tech team. Boy, what's happened to them?
Oh, I like this. Someone's got an actual prop bet that you can bet. I don't know if this is Vegas or FanDuel or what, but Bijan's prop is currently at over under 110.5.
Okay,
that's fairly low.
Good news.
Yeah. Vegas thinks he's not going to be able to run ragged against you. If you were to rate NC State's running backs to Bijan, what would it be? I mean, I know they were solid. That's from South Texas.
Bijan's a lot better.
Individually, absolutely. But if you look at what NC State had done coming into the game, they ran the football very well until the Tech game. Well, it's two games, so small sample size. But you held them in check. Those were... besides Leary, they're two best options. They're two best weapons.
Yeah, their best weapon was a wide receiver pass.
They had to go to it, yeah. Someone else says, I think Bijan's yard per carry rather than total yards is the stat to watch. Going to be really hard to win if he's averaging 8 to 10 a pop. He's going to get his sometimes. That's the thing, is you just got to keep it from being consistent. And when he does break free a little bit, you can't let him go for 75. It's got to stop at 15 yards. Got to get him in the second and third levels. He's going to get his at times. But it's not going to be years, in my opinion, it's not going to be like in years past where Texas has their way with you. I mean, they have just bent you over and said, you're going to take it and you're going to like it. And that has happened way too many times in the past. It happened absolutely last year. But I would be very surprised if they manhandle you up front like they have in the past. If their offensive line is able to do that to this year's defensive line, would be shocking to me. Get those questions in right now. A few in so far. Get them in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Texas Longhorns. Tech basketball. You can ask questions about that. Anything, everything, welcome. There are no boundaries. Ask the Benchwarmers coming your way next. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Or you can tweet us at 107 The Score. He's Jeff Axton. I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier back behind the glass. Questions for any and all of us are welcome.
Wait a minute. Wait, I feel a little betrayed here. Okay.
By me?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm looking at George W. Oh. And Kevin Kisner on the first tee of the President's Cup. I think we got lied to.
He was okay, or he wasn't okay yesterday?
Yesterday he was down. That was what we heard.
Hey, you know what?
He was sick.
Hangovers count as under the weather, right? Not accusing of anything, but, you know, he's probably partying it up.
Look, he looks great. He's got the team sweater on and the team hat.
Dang.
Kisner.
Where's Kisner from?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but currently...
Bro hug with W. I'm jealous.
Kisner went to Georgia. University of Georgia, originally from South Carolina. So that's kind of his territory. Isn't this in North Carolina? Quail Hollow? Yeah. Charlotte area. All right. Keep getting your questions in. A few of them are in so far regarding Tech, Longhorns, and otherwise. Got a basketball question, football question. Start with this one. What's on Hax's sign this weekend? In case you missed it, he will have to defend. Toby Keith is the king of country music.
Red Solo Cup.
Don't do that. You got that in my head yesterday.
Let's have a party.
Jackson, this is a mostly judgment-free zone and an all-honesty zone. Do you like Toby Keith?
Yes.
Okay. Hax judged you. I did. Hax, did you see Coach Hoffman got his 900th win for Ripley the other night?
No. Wow. Where'd that come from? That's impressive. 900. Way to go, Donnie.
900 in football?
Baseball.
Okay.
And you got to remember there's two baseball seasons.
I forgot that y'all have baseball.
Yeah. Fall and
in the
spring.
Fall. Okay. That was your
there's
high school,
nothing
right?
Like a little fall ball. Yeah. Ripley. Oh, okay. God, I love Donnie. He's awesome. Great.
900
great guy.
Win.
He started coaching.
I was about to say, it's impossible to get 900 wins in football, right?
He started coaching about right after I left.
Okay.
And Doug Scott, my high school coach in all of sports, is still at Ripley.
There you go.
So those guys have been, I mean, Doug's been there since like 89. And he looks younger than me.
Shelly says, I didn't think about causing Toby Keith to be sung on air. Makes my skin crawl.
Mm. Me too.
This question. Hax, what game is the most must win, it's hard to say, on the schedule besides Texas for Tech Hoops this year? Can you pull it back up?
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean, because I got the answer. It's
I got
the second one out.
Home against Kansas?
Well, I think about where this program is and the levels that it's gotten to, and that means, for me, you're playing every year for a conference championship. And if you want to win the conference championship, you're going to have to give Kansas a loss in your first conference game. And, you know, that'll be really interesting because think of the win streak at home that you're probably going to be toting into that game.
Sure, and you'd... Gonna have to do it.
Gonna have to extend it against Rock Chalk on January 3rd. So I think the importance will hit very fast. Again, you have to defend your home court if you're gonna win a championship. So give me that one.
I agree. So I'm gonna go different. How about the game before it? At TCU.
It certainly would make a statement.
It would, right? I mean,
yeah, because I bet you.
As much love as the Horned Frogs are getting.
I bet you you're going to be picked behind TCU in the preseason poll.
I saw one. I saw someone's rankings. I don't know who it was. One of the college basketball Twitter things recently. They had Tech fifth. I think, yeah, they had the Longhorns and TCU ahead of you. Which, nationally, that's probably about where most are going to put Tech, right?
Fifth? I wonder where Baylor gets picked.
Baylor, they had second again. So, we'll see.
You're dealing with, you know, and then let's add Cincinnati and BYU and
next year
Houston. Yeah. For goodness sakes, wow.
It's going to be stout.
What a basketball league.
My question for you, Hex, as we're watching the President's Cup in front of us, rate your bunker play on a scale of 1 to 10.
7.
Pretty confident?
Very confident with it.
Get up and down?
I used to have the kryptonite of the fairway bunker, but I learned how to play that shot finally. It
okay.
just took about 30 years.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
This question, Who is UT's best player not named Bijan Robinson?
The guy that's sitting in the first half.
That's exactly where my brain went.
Yeah.
Overshown. Yeah, he's their best defensive player.
He's an NFL guy right now.
So that's huge that he's not on the field in the first half. Hopefully he's not super fresh in the second half and extra amped up. But that's my answer. Other than that, you're probably looking
Worthy.
At another. Yeah, Worthy's probably the right answer. Now, can Hudson Card get the ball to him is the question. Who, if you're matching someone up with Worthy, who are you going with? Dunlap had a heck of a game against NC State.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some of these guys that haven't had the summer fanfare. And I think Dunlap's one of those guys. Help me out on the linebacker again that I loved and can't remember his name.
Tyreek Matthews.
Matthews.
Yeah, he had a heck of a game too.
I want to see him play, boy.
Yeah, Matthews was very impressive against NC State.
And, but really, I mean, over the summer, how much did we talk about Dunlap?
Not much at all because he was hurt last year.
I mean,
there's a lot of other guys that were in front of them.
Merriweather, and I know it's, you know, secondary and linebacker, but and then we gave the defensive line all kinds of credit. And so you know, some of these guys that have a chance to venture into the spotlight, that's what you need. Matthews and Dunlap are that kind of guys.
I've stated this for a long time. Rashad Williams may be your most underrated player on this team. Quarterbacks don't throw his direction. Like last week, you saw Dunlap getting attacked a bunch, and there was a lot of pass breakups for Malik. But quarterbacks just don't throw towards Rashad because he doesn't leave receivers open hardly at all. So that may be who you see match up with Xavier Worthy quite a bit tomorrow, trying to take him out of it and do your best versus best. This question, keep the questions coming. Ask the bench warmers. Only got a couple minutes left. Cowboys defense is the best this year since? Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, that's better. That's more for you.
Well, I honestly can't remember it. And it's too early, right?
Yeah.
You can't say that yet. Because they looked fine against Tom Brady and company in week one. Micah Parsons is just a one-man wrecking crew himself.
You also have to remember that the Saints, against Brady, allowed virtually nothing.
So let's get a little deeper into the season before we crown it anything.
You want to crown them?
I'm not ready to, but I still think they are pretty stout. They're going to keep you in games.
Yeah, you got Parsons. There Parsons. You go. That's all you need.
Parsons. That guy. Plus, Dorrance Armstrong, really the pass rush for the Cowboys is what's been pretty impressive. Clay says, I want to see Matthews meet Robinson in the hole. You know, the collision I'd wait for is Pearson. Pearson's your hardest hitter on the team. What's his nickname? Funeral Director. Funeral Director. He doesn't like the nickname, but I think his dad or a coach before gave it to him. So keep those... Keep those questions coming. Don't forget, we'll be on with Optimum Game Day Live tomorrow at 11. Hax and I will be on at 11. It'll start off Saturday morning quarterback, a couple hours at Thedford Nashby. Hax and I will be on at 11. And then, we do have hour of morning drive, too, before Thedford Nashby. And Hax and I at 11 close out with the bottom line after that. So come join us. Be there an hour early at 10 o'clock for Hax's Change My Mind punishment.
Just hope I'll be able to see.
Should be some fun. I hope you can see, too.
Mm.
It's kind of a good game to watch tomorrow that you'll need to take in. Quick question on the way out. Basketball question, is Nadalny still on the team?
No.
No, he signed with a French...
Yeah, he's back in France.
...professional team. So, no more Nadalny. Hax... Get lathered up, and we're going to have some fun tomorrow.
You bet.
That's it for us. Thanks so much for joining us. All the great thoughts, comments, participation. We had a lot of fun. We'll do it again tomorrow at 11 a.m. Come see us. Got the bottom line coming up next. For Hax, Jax, I'm Choice. It's been the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.